Friday. It is Friday.
Forewarning, gentlemen, you better watch your mouths and your behinds. See, I'm looking for the ecstasy. I'm looking for the pot. Oh, yeah.
For the UV mix.
Yeah, we're looking for that shit.
What are you talking about?
An all-star.
Same thing you're talking about.
What are we talking about?
A-team.
Look, Jerry, either you're holding or you can get on your little roaster and move the fuck on, okay?
Well, well, well. Never thought I'd find you two ghetto asses up in here studying.
Ghetto asses?
Oh, did I say that? Oh, it must be the effects of the brownies you sent me. They must still be in my system. How's the project coming?
Hey, hey, what you listen to, brother?
What are you doing sitting there? You look like Whitey. You look like a couple of goddamn uncles.
Woo!
I expect you'll be ready for your quiz tomorrow.
Quiz my ass. Let not get ignorant. Maybe he just can't hear to pay our money.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Ladies and gentlemen, check this out.
The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
Hey guys, we need the right samples. Get fresh.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Keep on.
You're listening to the UV Mix, UVMix.com. I'm your new host, DJ Sancho Swift. Each week I'll be bringing you an eclectic mix of rare cuts. I'll be spotlighting different genres and musical styles. That long-winded introduction was a little something I threw together using a James Scott composition from 1912 entitled New Era Rag. Thought it fit the flavor of tonight's show. Tonight I'm going to be focusing on instrumental and underground hip-hop with a side of down tempo. This hour you're going to be hearing Mr. Scruff, Wax Taylor, Floyd the Locksmith, Rob Swift, and Time Machine, a few other things. Want to say big ups to DJ Troll D for giving me the opportunity to be on the show. The UV Mix airs every Friday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on WXND, WXND.org if you're in the Upper Valley, or WXGR, WXGR.org in Portsmouth, Dover, New Hampshire. I want to say hello to all my friends listening online. Big shout out to all my peeps down in Texas. Shout out to the Center for Cartoon Studies. They're having a party tonight, enjoying the Friday night, as I'm sure many of you are. You can check me out online at magicinkwell.com. Without much further ado, enjoy the show.
The music you're hearing now could be coming from any one of three sources.
Yes, from one compact unit, you can make beautiful music in three different ways.
This really is a most versatile combination.
Hi-fi, just what does it all mean?
A stereo cassette, tape recorder and player, giving recording and playback standard compact cassette. Record, rewind, fast forward, play, stop eject, and pause. The radio is really with it too.
A four-band AM FM radio with stereo decoder and automatic frequency control. And it's the same story of excellence in the record player section.
A three-speed record deck with automatic or manual play.
Two of these fine quality components, the leading British electronic and electrical organization has added a powerful amplifier. These handle 15 watts of speech and music output on each of its two channels.
Plenty of power there to bring the most out of your records and radio.
What about the speaker?
Two dual system loudspeaker enclosures complete the magnificent music center, with the entire combination very reasonably priced. So in this single unit, you have three ways to make every kind of stereo music. And not just stereo either.
No indeed. Here's a really exciting plus. Simply buy two more speakers, the same as the first pair, and give yourself the luxury of ambio sound.
I think I'll switch on the radio.
automatic frequency control does your fine tuning for you.
Maybe you can explain.
We better tune into their frequency and find out.
Just press the automatic frequency control button and your radio locks onto the station signal. Stays locked on too for as long as you like.
This really is a most versatile combination.
And it really is a music center.
That really is good value, don't you think?
Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to. I know about these things because I've been through it. We invite you now to listen, and we wish you every success.
However, as a beginner, it's best to just kill everyone as fast as you can by using the pump button.
must be the business of all who think as we do to spread the knowledge of facts and of the dire possibilities as widely as lies within our power. The duty which lies before us is not an easy one. It is not enough to abstain from supporting nuclear armaments or to advocate measures which, however desirable, have no chance of acceptance. What we have to do is not merely to abstain from participating in what we consider evil. We have to work actively for the creation of such a state of opinion and such new institutions as shall prevent any large-scale war, not only for the survival of mankind. I think the first thing necessary is a change of outlook, both in the West and in the East. I think it is necessary that each side should realize the impossibility of defeating the other side except by defeating itself. Statesmen on each side will have to learn what at present they seem unable to grasp, that the common interests of East and West vastly outweigh their divergent interests. The most important of the common interests is survival. And all the time we should be told that of course these expensive weapons will never be used, but are to serve only to terrify the enemy. If there were any common sense in governments, it would occur to them that weapons which are never to may as well not be manufactured, and an agreement to that effect is what any set of sensible men would regard as an obvious solution. The main difficulty that prevents the adoption of wise measures by either side is ideological intolerance. Each side feels that it is the champion of great ideals, and that victory for these ideals is worth almost any sacrifice. There is nothing new in this ideological fanaticism. It prevailed for centuries between Christianity and Islam, and for 130 years between Catholics and Protestants. In each case, the attempt to impose one's own ideology by force of arms was at last seen to be futile. Christians and Mohammedans, Catholics and Protestants, learned to endure each other's existence to the great benefit of mankind. I should like to say in conclusion that our appeal must be at least as much to hope as to fear. In our present world, every thoughtful man and woman is oppressed with a load of terror and guilt and consciousness of vast hatreds. The human spirit cannot free itself to rejoice in the progress of knowledge and in the consciousness of a worldwide cooperation happiness and freedom of spirit. The long ages of human misery were due to ignorance and folly. Hitherto, though ignorance has grown less, folly has remained. It is open to mankind if it will allow itself to enter upon the entirely possible heritage of joy, to inaugurate a new era surpassing anything known in previous history. The decision rests is theirs. We must hope that they will not prefer a dark and unnecessary doom.
Ladies and gentlemen, 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 your attention, please. Your attention, please.
And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
I have something to tell you.
Hey, set off, set off.
something seems to have happened. Suddenly something seems to have happened. Everybody seems to be staring in one direction. People seem to be frightened, even terrified. I want everybody to understand this.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
There are a lot of things we don't understand. I don't understand.
We need answers from you. What did you expect to find? What did you expect to
find? What's going to be our future?
It's your responsibility to do something about it.
Well, I have the key in my hand. All I have to find is the lock. The lock. The lock. The lock.
Now listen to me, all of you.
Transportation's moving too slow, like, yo, we gotta be there in 30 minutes, let's go. Time spent just to get where you're going.
What's that?
Time we could use to motivate the movement.
What's this?
I tell you how I did it, but you're gonna laugh. I synchronized my phonograph and my chronograph. Yo, you know I did the math. 33 RPM plus 6. So every time the bass drum hits, the second hand ticks. And I got turntable 2 up in the mix. It's no chore, the crossfader glides with ease. And what's more, had an RCA cord going out the door. Up the chimney to the weather vane, I maintain. Mechalex said, yo, Jay, you're insane. Tramell and Stowe was both like, bro, I'm saying, though, nice try, but no. Then I hit the switch on the remote control to my receiver. Would you believe a bolt of lightning struck and we were on our way to a sold out show downtown LA. But where we ended up, I could not say. Hey, I couldn't say.
I didn't know. Well, let me take a look at just where we be. Two moons, no North Star, crazy indeed. There's only few buildings for miles that I could see. The Empire State and a great piece of lean. The air's not fresh and the grass not green. Did anyone notice we needed gasoline? Surreal, I feel, possibly this is a dream. I seen salmon do it, but never truck up a stream. So where are we at? I wouldn't guess if I could. My phone won't work, this satellite's no good. These buildings is burnt down, abandoned, boarded up. And all the people hairy looking like they Bigfoot. No cab, cheap hotels, the clocks, how strange. Nightclubs, nope, not much of anything. Insane, let's bounce before the going gets tough. Or get sacrificed for some crazy cult stuff. So back to the matter, transporter showing up. It'll get us back to the streets, I trust. It could've been dull, we could've hopped on a plane and paid 400 bucks for peanuts and a drink. The pros we got here in less than a blink. The cons, well, I didn't see no scenery. I won't complain, we did the whole thing for free. Now let's get going back to where we gotta be.
Going to the show when the car is too slow.
Flying overseas in a plane is just lame.
Arriving at your port in a boat just won't float. And your local if your motive is to travel by train.
Caught out in the rain on your bike, it's not hype.
Oh, you got a hovercraft, man, don't make me laugh.
In the subway delay got you waiting all day.
But the matter transporter will have you there fast.
Moving to places, place and sound. Moving to places, place and sound.
Oh, 1, 2, what does this button do? No longer under the sun, it seems there is something new. And now my watch is going backwards, the minute hand faster. We'll do what we have to avoid a disaster.
Take a look, there's no harm to the tone arm.
The height adjustment don't seem to be busted, nope.
The anti-skate, it appears to be straight.
And the platter still spinning my favorite plate. Well, I took a deep breath, then I took a step back. Saw a little pebble stuck in the headphone jack.
So I pried it out,
then I tried it out.
First I played it low,
then I tried it loud. A whole crew get dumb to the kick drum. But money talks loud and now it's time to get some. I cross my fingers and cross the fader. Cross my eyes and passed out to wake up. Backstage on the couch that's green. They had a table with some cold cuts and tangerines.
And a photographer there from a magazine.
And then the host said, make some noise for Time Machine.
Next year when we go on tour, we not riding in a van or tour bus no more. We'll take the matter transporter, better believe. And it'll be the last second when we get up to leave. Here we go.
The tapes of this session, which took place in the back room of a record shop, were for a long time lost, but now, thank goodness, have been refound and issued as an LP.
The big band sound.
Stop. Don't stop.
No, that's not right.
Stop. Don't stop.
How about rock and roll?
That people will have an opportunity of coming together in groups to use this disc for their own DJ training.
People from outer space listen to it backwards.
Records and the equipment to play them on are intended ultimately to give you pleasure.
This record is to demonstrate the major features of Seef-Seef and to permit you to optimize your listening environment to take full advantage of its many controls.
Okay, we have some fabulous live music later on, but right now here's the kind I prefer. Take you a little bit higher.
While he spins the wax and manipulates the turntables to take us into his realm where he annihilates all competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for
the beat juggling precision. So now I'm gonna make it real funky for you
with that laid back, mellow, my man type rhythm.
We'll be right back.
want you all to do for me.
To have the best sweep using
Beats by Floyd
Lars to ease my mind into a relaxed level of consciousness. Relaxed but ever alert.
Leeches, short beats the best bash. If I was a woman, I'd demand a tongue lash. Be tall and blonde with ass like that girl in Splash. Ain't life fantastic? Switch genders
drastic.
Impale to she-male, douse in her champagne. Vomit chicken chunks like hell. Get arrested for sluttery and make mail. Post
the revelations
on virtual email. I'm a nouveau geek superstar, super stealing in Manhattan. Your girl is catting.
I strictly listen to Luscious Jackson.
I worship the heights. Got you froze up like deer in headlights and purple nights. Like Heaven's Gate, watch the world gyrate. If there's a hole in the bucket, I'll plug it. If your fat body talking, then I'll slug it. Skinny your girls, I'll suck it. She's thick from the bricks, I'll pluck it. I like rhyming like Maskus. My beats are like molasses. Sweet and slow like Jackie Onassis. With Alzheimer's, social climbers, flip on my diarrhea. MCs sound the same like onomatopoeias. Systemic miscalculation, 4,000 twisted roads to salvation. Choose one, sandblasted alabaster. Gilded monogram foreheads commanding their commanders. Coming up flat like South Park Marlon Brando's. Self crisis contradictory cons. We assume question marks are for morons. But I'm asking, what floor are we on? Where's the connection? Disseminated web with 360 degrees of relations on juxtaposed plantation, soul station, zebra. This world's a 2-foot closet with Taurus, Cancers, and Libras. 3 Trent Lots and 2 Eldridge Cleavers. 5 John Wayne Gacy's and 1 Beaver. All out to get cheese like Dreamweaver. 8 cops ain't nothing but lost believers. Hiding out in the Bronx, camouflage, and goatee in the season.
Nothing less. Nothing more.
God bless the Investicon. The Majesticon. God bless the Investicon. The Majesticon.
With maximum equation, x-ray vision invasion, rhyme connects, perfects insects that crawl and try to bite my rhymes. Pesticides, I'm the double D, combine the T, that's DDT, a chemical more better to burn roaches, germs, mouse, lice, termites, impecunious bugs, or try thugs who perpetrate, nothing within contaminate. Got my gloves on, so bring turtle doves on. Watch me pluck them and pick them, stick them, kick them and vic them, I see you featherless. You got the birdie disease by eating rhymes that I have for you. The poison is bad for you, stupid. You're equal measure to dirt, dust, grime, and pus. You're just a rapping infection. Dirtilizing my section like a six-legger. You better step off and walk, you pure roach.
Check it.
Do it.
acetate prophets spin holes in the gloom.
Yo!
I'll prove that I'm the greatest sound man of all time, and I'm starting right now!
Systems transferring control.
You've been listening to the UV Mix, UVMix.com. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. This last half hour, you heard Major Force, Rob Swift, Floyd the Locksmith, the Festicons, Jurassic 5, People Under the Stairs. This is the 13th Sign with Take Me to a Distant Base. You can always check us out on the UV Mix board, UVMix.com. Be sure to check out WXND.org. And our sister station, WXGR.org. You can always hear us streaming online every Friday night, 10 to 2. Want to thank DJ Troll D once again for letting me be on the air. Hope you all enjoy your weekend. Have a safe one, and I'll see you next week.